91X News.
It's 0 degrees and mainly sunny at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm James Gaughan. A Belleville man is being called a hero after dramatic rescue this morning at the scene of a fire in Thurlow. Mike Brennan pulled an elderly couple to safety and even managed to rescue their dog, Belleville Fire Department said. Two people were taken to Belleville General Hospital to be examined for smoke inhalation. There's no word on what the cause of the fire was yet, but it is not considered to be suspicious. Bad weather affected Belleville drivers yesterday. Belleville police released a statement this morning saying that they responded to a total of 14 accidents over a 24-hour period. One in particular involved a collision between a car and a deer on West Moira Street. The deer was killed and the car suffered what police said was significant damage. Two men will be sentenced in the new year after admitting to their part in a drug production explosion that heavily damaged a townhouse in Trenton. 24-year-old Joshua Hills of Trenton and 22-year-old Lucas Ventman of Ameliasburg pleaded guilty to arson by negligence and possession of marijuana. They were arrested after a blast on January 11th of this year that spread throughout the complex, injuring two people, including a man who suffered serious burns. The two men will be sentenced in January. A sizable earthquake has shaken Japan. Thankfully, according to ABC News' Alex Stone, the earthquake hasn't caused as much damage as previous ones.
Local media in Japan say they are not seeing any impact from this quake at nuclear power plants. Focus is on the Fukushima nuclear power plant, which melted down in the 2011 earthquake and tsunami, releasing radioactive material. Locally, there have been some reports of tsunami waves now. Local media are telling people to evacuate if they're in coastal areas. Nuclear companies are reporting so far no impact. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A proposed class action lawsuit has been launched against Ottawa over alleged gender and sexual orientation-based discrimination of female members within the Canadian Armed Forces. A statement of claim was filed today with the Nova Scotia Supreme Court. Lawyer Ray Wagner says the plaintiff in the case is Genius Rogers, a 29-year-old former Forces member from Nova Scotia, who says suffered during her time in the military.
The innuendos, the touching, the actual sexual abuse, the fact that she never felt that there was a safe place where she could report these things to people in authority. She felt she would be punished, and this is something that is very consistent and well known within the forces, that there is this culture of keeping things suppressed.
Wagner says it is unlikely to be sometime until next year before they know if the class action lawsuit will proceed. The Crown attorney prosecuting two Ontario Liberals facing election bribery charges says Energy Minister Glenn Thibodeau is alleged to have sought certain benefits to run in a by-election. One of the charges against Pat Sombra is over an allegation that she promised to get Thibodeau an office or employment to induce him to become a candidate. Crown attorney Vern Brewer says the charges are historic.
There is a matter of significant legal complexity. Precedential value is high. And this case, in fact, is the first case that we know of in the country that's being prosecuted on these facts. It's the first prosecution that we're aware of under the section. And there are significant and complex legal issues.
Thibodeau says the premier did not offer him a cabinet position in exchange for running, nor did Sombra make him any offers. Sombra says she believes the charges against her won't succeed. Donald Trump's antics with reporters are continuing. The president-elect is abruptly canceled a planned meeting today with the New York Times, Mark Smith tells us.
The president-elect accuses the Times of changing the ground rules at the last minute. He tweeted, "Not nice," but the paper says, "Not true." It was the Trump team that tried to change things from a session with editors, reporters, and columnists that was partly on the record and partly a private chat to all off the record, which the paper would not accept. The spat comes a day after Trump had an off-the-record chat with TV network anchors and executives. Of the Times, Trump says perhaps a new meeting will be set up. But in the meantime, he tweets, "It will continue to cover me inaccurately and with a nasty tone." Mark Smith, Washington.
Police in Winnipeg say fentanyl is an epidemic that is responsible for a growing number of deaths after two more people died of suspected overdoses yesterday. Constable Jason McCollickson says the body of a 30-year-old man was found in a hotel. Hours later, a 22-year-old died and a 21-year-old was taken to hospital in critical condition. Tests are being done to determine whether fentanyl, an opioid used as a painkiller for terminally ill cancer patients that is 100 times more powerful than heroin, played a role in both cases.
It's quite clear what we're dealing with and the epidemic essentially that we're seeing in our community. We need to continue to talk about, and we're not going to shy away from it. These are difficult things to talk about.
The deaths come just a week after three people died of suspected fentanyl overdoses in Winnipeg. Kanye West has been hospitalized after abruptly canceling the last 21 dates of his North American tour, as ABC's David Blaustein tells us. They mad, they still
nameless. Earlier Monday, Kanye West canceled the rest of his Life of Pablo tour. Now ABC News has learned West has been hospitalized. Just this past weekend, the enigmatic hip-hop star ended a concert after just 30 minutes.
The show's over.
Following an epic rant.
Get ready.
In which he dissed a number of people and companies, including Jay-Z, Beyonce, rapper Q-Tip, Hillary Clinton, Google, and Facebook.
Get ready to have a field day, press.
David Blaustein, ABC News.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
The moment's all about me, Quinty Mall.
It's all about amazing Black Friday deals at Quinty Mall. Make a food bank donation at Guest Services. The first 100 to donate will get a $10 Quinty Mall gift card. Plus, if you're spotted wearing your exclusive Black Friday Quinty Mall scarf, you could win big. We're giving away $2,000 in prizes. Black Friday. Doors open at 7 a.m. this Friday at Quinty Mall.
Oh, it's all about me, Quinty Mall.
Good afternoon. I'm James Gaughan with QNET Sports. On Friday, the Loyalist College men's basketball team will put their 4-3 record on the line when they play the St. Lawrence Vikings. The women's basketball team will also play St. Lawrence College on Friday. The women's team will be in tough, though, as the Vikings team has won every single game they have played this season. Oscar Klefbom scored in his third straight game last night as the Edmonton Oilers beat up on the Chicago Blackhawks 5-0. Klefbom says he likes playing with the lead as opposed to trying to come from behind.
When we've been down 1-2 goals, I mean, we've been playing some really good hockey as well and coming back in the games, but this for sure helps. I mean, gives some momentum to the team, and I think we played really good hockey here in Rogers, and we want to keep playing like this. I mean, this is the level we need to play against these teams that always in the playoffs.
The only other Canadian team on the ice last night was the Calgary Flames, who lost their game to the Buffalo Sabres 4-2. Chris Paul had 26 points and 12 assists. Blake Griffin scored 26, and Los Angeles beat the Toronto Raptors 123-115 last night in a matchup of an early season divisional leaders. Paul says the team would do well to ignore its NBA best record, 12-2.
For us, it's about us, and we talk about that every night. Going into every game, we know if we execute defensively and offensively like we're capable of, we control our own destiny.
The Raptors' next game is tomorrow night when they play the Houston Rockets. There should be plenty of atmosphere when the Montreal Impact take on Toronto FC in the opening leg of their MLS semifinal series. A crowd of more than 60,000 people is expected at the Olympic Stadium for perhaps the biggest match ever played between the two Canadian clubs. Montreal Impact midfielder Patrice Bernier says his team is trying their best to stay calm and focus on winning the match.
No, I don't think the team will be afraid or in awe of the 60,000. And we'll just try to use it as a motivator, because we do know that the 12th player can, if we play well, it'll be an extra push.
The game between Toronto and Montreal kicks off at 8 p.m. tonight. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today, a mix of sun and cloud, 30% chance of flurries, and a high of +1. Tonight, a few clouds and a low of -0. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, becoming cloudy in the afternoon, and a high of +1. At 12:10, it's 0 degrees. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm James Gaughan. News on 91X, next at 1.